It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is teaming with 47 other attorneys general to sue Facebook. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Weiser and his colleagues say Facebook has engaged in anti-competitive business practices for years. The Federal Trade Commission has also joined the suit. It argues the social media giant's behavior has, quote, harmed consumers and blocked innovation. They point to, among other things, Facebook's purchase of Instagram in 2012 and WhatsApp in 2014. Weiser was part of an executive committee that led the investigation into Facebook's practices. The FTC says if a court rules in its favor, Facebook could have to give up some of its assets. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
An iconic Denver bookstore has changed hands. Here's Denverite's Anna Campbell with more.
Denver's storied, tattered cover has new owners. The 49-year-old independent bookstore announced today it has been purchased by an investor group led by Denver natives. Kwame Spearman, who identifies as Black, will serve as CEO. He said Tattered Cover is now the largest Black-owned bookstore in the U.S. The new owners hope they can preserve the, quote, soul of Tattered Cover while making it a more inclusive place. I'm Anna Campbell, Denverite.
Two Coloradans are among the 18 astronauts who will carry out the next U.S. moon mission. The Artemis program aims to get a man and a woman to the moon by 2024 and to establish a human presence there by the end of the decade. The Coloradans are Matthew Dominic of Wheat Ridge and Jessica Watkins of Lafayette. She spoke to CPR earlier this year.
Going back to the moon, getting new samples, exploring new areas, particularly the South Pole, and finding resources there is really exciting, both from a scientific and an economic standpoint.
Watkins is a geologist and worked on the Mars rover mission. Dominic is a former Navy test pilot. Cloudy skies across the state today. This is CPR News.